Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Wrestling vs. the World podcast. If y'all enjoying your day, sweet, if not, what the hell ever. Bonus episode air on the streaming services and all that other good stuff. So, I know it's been a little late talking about this whole brawlout incident from, like, last year that happened in AEW. And the fact that Tony Khan thought it was a good idea to air this on television because it's so vital after 7+ months or however long it has been since the whole incident happened backstage. For those who don't remember, incident involving Jack Perry and CM Punk stemming from heat and everything, involving, like, glass and Jack Perry not wanting to listen to advice, led to a scuffle very briefly backstage All Out, which is over in London. And with this whole situation, CM Punk says he quit, had his match, was gone, but then Tony Khan had the audacity to say that, A, he fired CM Punk with probable cause, which is just like, how do you fire somebody who quits? It's like listing a deceased relative of yourself, like, of yours as a beneficiary to your money. Okay, that doesn't make sense. And two, he was had the audacity to say, my life was in danger. I feared for my life. Especially after going, like, probably 5 seconds sooner. But this is something I just don't get, because just recently on Dynamite, we saw him on television, like, Jack Perry's back and all, Jack Off Perry, Jack S. Perry, whatever I feel like calling him at this point, came back to the company after all of this happened. And now, on Dynamite, we saw a confrontation there for a little bit of Jack Perry and Tony Khan, where Jack is like, hey, I'm glad to be back, let's start over again. They hug. Then Jack Perry takes the microphone, shoves it right in, tried to shove it right into the belly button of Tony Khan to knock him down. And out comes Okada and the Young Bucks. They're like, what are you doing? Then they get Tony up. And I don't know the name of the finisher, because I honestly do not follow the Young Bucks. I'm not a really big fan of theirs. But they did that, like, double-team tombstone pile driver that they do, where one of them flips off top rope and the other delivers the move to Tony Khan. And then out comes, like, his dad or whatever, who looked like Captain Lou Albano, who's in the Super Mario Brothers Super Show or whatever it was back in the day. So they laid out Tony Khan, and now with the recent NFL draft that they were doing, they show Tony Khan in the neck brace. Let me ask this a second for this brief episode. How in the world can Tony Khan claim that he feared for his safety and his life was in danger? Like, he feared for his personal safety in the All Out incident, even though we saw the footage, and I highly doubt there was even a finger laid on him because we didn't see him on camera at all. We saw CM Punk leaning in his direction, screaming at him, even though there was no audio to all this, so we have no definitive proof that there was actually a finger even laid on Tony, let alone him screaming or showing that he feared for his life. So how can he claim that he feared for his life in a situation where essentially there wasn't even a finger laid on him, but yet he is perfectly fine this past week on Dynamite to partake in this whole angle involving taking a microphone to the gut by Jack Perry and that finisher, double team finisher by the Young Bucks? I fear for my life not being touched, but yet I feel perfectly fine getting involved in physicality here in a wrestling ring. I do not understand the logic here. And again, also that same thing of, oh, I fired CM Punk with probable cause, even though he already technically quit. He said he quit, that's it. You can't fire somebody who quit. Just like you can't list somebody, a deceased relative, as a beneficiary to your money. Like, it just looks like they were looking for a reason to get rid of Punk, honestly. Because, like, again, you look at this whole recent thing, I just look at it, I'm just like, this doesn't make a lick of sense. Again, you don't have a finger laid on you, like, backstage with the whole brawl going on, which we have footage of, so it didn't really help your case there. But yet you're okay getting involved in something involving wrestling in the ring, where people actually do have the risk of getting injured. We've seen so many instances of people getting injured in the ring. So it's like, you're more in, like, jeopardy of sorts, even if the Young Bucks are safe in the ring, which I honestly don't know if they have any reputation of ever injuring anybody, because again, I don't follow them. But you're more at risk of getting injured with that moment compared to what happened backstage at All Out. Because you actually got involved with physicality here, okay? So yeah, this, I do not understand one bit. Again, I don't know if the California snow, yes, I'm using reference from the song Don't Mean Nothing by Richard Marx here, but it seems like that California snow may be affecting you there to try to make yourselves look good. In reality, you're not, Tony. Didn't happen. So yeah, I cannot fathom this. What sense does this make? Please, somebody make sense of this to me. I made this post on social media, and I don't know what other people think. Like, this, something just does not add up. How are you feel danger when you're not touched, but then you feel safe taking a wrestling move? I mean, in fact, let's not forget, that's a tombstone. One slight margin of error there, you're getting your head planted directly into the mat. Let's not forget what happened with Stone Cold, that sit-out tombstone that he took in 97. Okay? You got lucky there, Tony, but again, your safety could be more in danger doing something like that compared to being near a brief scuffle backstage. So anyway, let me all thought in the comment section below if you wish to do so on these streaming services, if there are the options, or contact me on social media if you want to have a discussion about this. If you enjoyed today's episode, folks, please remember leave a like or a rating on these services. Follow if you want to follow this podcast going forward outside of YouTube, because again, this is where you get the bonus side episodes. And I'll catch you all next time. Thanks for listening, folks. Like, comment, and whatever, and follow in. Peace out. Good day, everybody. Again, I got to find a proper way to close these bonus episodes, but I will someday.